Hannah DeBlanzis right here on 720 WGN. Sydney Friedman is here. Hold on 1 second, Sydney. I do have to announce who the hottest, according to this study, the hottest women of the five major Chicago universities, Northwestern, U of C, Loyola, DePaul, and UIC. Who has the hottest women? Northwestern.
Oh, I was
Go
right.
Cats.
Go Cats.
Really?
There you go.
Catterdays are for the Cats.
Yep.
Roe will be on location in Evanston tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Sydney.
He's already scouted. He wasn't that impressed, he said.
But, I wasn't that impressed. You know. I was, you know, and I Loyola, I was kind of thought Loyola had, Loyola or DePaul.
Those crazy Cats.
Yeah, but it's the Cats. You know, why there's a lot of the daughters of actresses.
Oh yeah, there's a big contingent
at Northwestern.
And famous people's kids.
They all flock to Dave Ennett as well.
I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus went there.
Yeah,
too.
She did. Julia
Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes,
she did indeed. And then Tom Hanks' son went there, and a lot of Hollywood royalty.
Yeah, what
Jenny Crystal, Billy Crystal's daughter.
He was Tom Hanks' kid was, Chet
was
Hayes or whatever.
Chet Hayes. Yeah.
Do you guys know anyone that went to UIC?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Sydney. Now let's talk about this for a second. Now Sydney was with us at our Halloween show, and he blew our minds.
Oh, wowed everybody
as a mentalist. And this year he's going to be doing New Year's Psychic Eve at the. And this is a great spot, Davenport's Cabaret Room, 1383 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So Milwaukee, just north of Division, essentially, right there.
What a fun way to spend New Year's.
And it's a show that starts at 10:30 and then keeps building and building with all kinds of telepathic feats. And I do premonitions for people in the audience. Midnight celebration.
Do you tell them there's about to be a new year?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you tell them?
I'm always right.
Do you tell them? Yeah. I don't want anything negative.
Do you make predictions, though, for individuals?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, that's fun.
Hoda Kotb says, we love Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Hoda, and I love Hoda, so yeah. I love you indirectly.
She was referring to another Sydney, but I think she was referring to Australia. But anyway,
Sydney
the point Poitier. Is...
Sydney Poitier.
Yeah. All right. So you have this thing where you do a musical. Explain this to us.
Well, it's probably the most unique thing I do, and the most difficult thing. So if it works here, it'll be a miracle, too.
All right.
Okay. Some people think in thoughts. I think a lot in music. Mm. So I do something called music mind reading. When I do my shows, we go on for 20, 30 minutes, and people, it builds and builds. But we'll do just a few minutes of it here and see if we can at least get one song
like
from
that.
You. And to kind of, sometimes when you ask people to think of a song, even though we've heard music our whole life, you can't even think of something. You're trying to think of a song, you just can't. Or you think of your high school football song or something that nobody would know. But I brought some... sheet music of various, like I've got.
So this is multiple choice?
Yeah. Like here's Drops of Jupiter, and what's that here? All or
Drops
Nothing.
Drops of Jupiter.
Right.
Any
that wouldn't come to mind.
Any song that's got a Starbucks drink in it,
there you go.
I'm not interested in. But
Get
yeah.
the Party Started, Pink. That's a great song.
That's
anyway,
a great song.
What I'm going to do, I'm just so you know I don't have these memorized in any kind of order. I'm just going to mix them up, and people at home, the... row here can verify that. I put something on the face of them.
Here's a UN observer.
And we'll just kind of clip them up just a little bit. And we'll have, Anna, you'll choose one.
Okay.
This is what you're going to do.
All right.
I'm going to hand this to you. Put it, we don't have them all quite there. Let me just.
These are quite some large paper clips.
I know.
Putting around your big pile of music sheets.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this on your hand. And whenever I say, now I'm going to turn away so there's no way I can see. But you're just going to kind of lift up here. And look at a song. Anywhere that you like, just lift up and look at one song. Okay?
When you say. Right.
Wait till I say now. Okay, ready? Let me turn away. Now.
Right.
You got one?
Yep.
Okay, good.
All right.
Put it down?
Yeah, put it down. Okay. And you know what? Violetta, why don't you do the same thing?
Okay. I picked a really good song.
Up.
I hope
put
you can
hand
play
up
it.
Flat like that. And then lift up in one spot. Just one
just
spot.
Lift
ready?
Up.
Go.
Yep.
And look at the song and memorize it.
All right, so this is like a stack.
You got it?
No, I'm still picking.
It's like a thick
just
stack
one.
Of musical
you got
sheet
one?
Music, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the song, though.
Oh, you don't?
I picked a really good one.
Okay. Well,
can you write it down so you know the title of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Because she won't remember.
Probably important.
Because this happened before. I don't remember my number.
While she's doing that, let's go to Anna.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So here's the important thing. Think of the lyrics you may know of the song, even if it's just a few of them. And try to think of the melody. Some people don't think in tune, but that's okay as long as I get sort of the shape of it.
Or sing in tune.
And I'm playing the piano.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And I'm thinking, wait, hold on. Oh.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes. How does it go? Sing me a song, you're the piano man. Sing me a song tonight. We're all in the mood for a memory. Is that it?
That is totally it.
And you got us feeling all right.
Oh, Sydney, you're good.
I'm deeply troubled by this.
A mentalist, he's a virtuoso too. How about that? Nicely done, Sydney.
I love that song.
Me too.
All right, now do you have any idea what this song is that you picked?
I googled my song and I do know it now.
Okay. All right. This ought to be good.
Good luck, Sydney.
And my track record on this is about 65%, so the chances of me getting hers is going to be a little bit.
Well, she's a little.
Are you blaming
me? So it's working out okay.
But you know what? I get something about Michael Jackson. Is it something Michael Jackson may have sung?
Oh. Yes, it is.
Okay.
We are the world. We are the children.
Is that it?
That's it.
Lionel Richie and Ray Charles and a whole group of them.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. Choice we're making. We're saving our own lives.
It's true.
That's my bad Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it sounds like you're Michael Jordan,
pitch.
Too.
It's a better Michael pitch. Jordan, actually.
Yeah. Can we make a brighter day for you and me?
Beautiful.
Wow.
So
you just got those vibes, or how did you figure that out?
Everything is a vibration. Everything. When I speak, my vocal cords are vibrating. Mm-hmm. The sound of the traffic outside the studio. A city like Chicago never stops vibrating.
Right, that's true.
But everything's a vibration.
Our brain waves vibrating?
How could she have vibrated the waves if she didn't really know the song?
What's that? Well, I actually picked up the artist because she had that in her mind.
That's the only thing I knew about it, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's very
incredible. You did not know We Are the World? You did not know that song when you saw it?
Not so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's because...
I like Thriller.
So you want to do a little Thriller?
Jackson 5.
Right. But that's...
That's incredible. That is really incredible.
All right. Now, hold on one sec. Do you have the traffic?
I do.
Can we do the traffic? Let's do the traffic.
Can you guess which expressway is the heaviest right
Every
now?
One of them.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Sydney Friedman, he's our guy, he's our mentalist, and just kind of making us mental is how this is going.
That's kind of Violetta's role right now.
Yeah. Violetta's asking just the craziest damn questions over here, which is it's scaring Sydney.
The bejesus out of all of us.
That is all I would like to say, is that it started during the commercial break with Violetta going, well, if you're on a plane that was crashing, would you know in advance, because he's a mentalist, because Sydney is a mentalist. And answer that question, Sydney.
And I was on a plane yesterday, so.
Yeah, I don't even like to think of that.
Well, when Sydney tells you don't get on the plane, I'm guessing.
You wouldn't get on the plane.
I've never, ever had that feeling.
Really? So, that's good.
Thankfully.
Good,
so. All right, good. Yeah.
Clear and most up. Of the future cannot be predicted. It's not meant to be, no. Really.
That is correct.
It's not meant to be.
I like that, Sydney. Mm-hmm. That's even better. Sydney Friedman, by the way, has got a New Year's Eve special coming up on December 31st, which is better than
typically
doing a New Year's Eve one on like December 4th or January 2nd or something like that.
Yeah.
This is better. New Year's Eve, December 31st. It all starts at 10:30 at Davenport's Cabaret Room, 1383 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago. That's a hot street right there between... There's a number of blocks between Division and North Avenue there that has just, it's
exploded,
really come around.
Right?
It's exploded. Yeah. It's really cool.
A lot of
cool.
fun things to check out there.
Yeah. All right. Now, wait, you're going to do something. Can you blow her mind one more time? Is it possible in 2.5 minutes?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Anna.
Yeah, I've got a quarter in my hand.
I had you pull out a quarter.
And I don't know why,
okay,
but
we're
going
to play a little imagination game. And you have to play a role in this.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
You either have to play the role of a truth teller or you have to play the role of a liar. So you're either going to be an angelic truth teller or a dirty, rotten. No, but I don't want you to tell me.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'll go with liar. Who knows?
Maybe you will. But right now, decide which one you want to be.
Maybe she lied about being a truth teller. All right.
Decide which one you want to be.
Okay.
Because I'm going to ask you some questions in a few minutes, and you have to, however you answer, you have to either lie if you're the truth teller, or you have to tell the absolute truth if you're the truth teller. Take the quarter, put it behind your back, put both hands behind your back, and then put the quarter in one hand or the other.
All right.
Okay.
Is it in one hand or the other?
It is.
Then put both fists out in front, just like this here. Very good. So Anna has the quarter in one hand, nothing in the other hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. If you're a truth teller, you got to tell the truth. If you're a liar, you have to lie, okay? Let me sense something. Okay. Is the quarter in that hand, your right hand?
No.
Okay. Notice she didn't have any pause there here, but that could mean that she's a good liar, but it could mean that she's a truth teller too. Put your hands behind your back again.
Okay.
Now, either switch the quarter to the other hand or keep it in the same hand. It's up to you.
Okay.
Okay. And then bring both hands out.
Bring them both out.
Okay. One more question, and I have no idea whether you're telling the truth.
No.
Did you switch hands?
No.
Okay, there's two things I know with absolute certainty about Anna. There's two things I know.
Okay,
first thing is that you're a terrible liar. second thing is that means that you almost always tell the truth, and therefore it's in your left hand.
You're absolutely right. I don't know about all of that, but it definitely is in my left hand. And I'm a terrible poker player, as we discussed before, because my face always shows when I'm trying to bluff. So yes.
No!
Yes!
You were probably great with your parents. And Where were you? No!
I know. There was.
Let me do something with you.
I have only about 30 seconds to do this.
Sure.
Can you
30 seconds.
Go.
Look right at me. Look in my eyes.
Yes.
Just keep looking right there. Keep
I
looking.
Am.
Okay, I'm going to write something down on this pad of paper here without knocking over
you. You look so uncomfortable.
I know. I'm like... And I'm going to put this right over there, and I'm going to keep the pad right here.
Okay.
Call out any number. This is any number that comes to your head between 1 and 100. Just shout it out.
8.
Just an 8. Look what I had written on the pad.
What?
Yeah.
Get out.
All right. That's
it. He does have the
That's
8 on
it.
The pad.
All right. Sydney
now
Friedman.
Now this is freaking me out.
Go see him. SydneyFriedman.com for all of the booking information, anything you need to know. Sydney, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.